The All Share Index took a pounding today, with the index losing 1.29%. Industrials lost 1.36%. Financials were down 1.21%. Resources just under 1% in the red. Joining me now is Caroline Kreeman from AdviceWorks. Caroline, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so global markets, correction or bear?
I think it's a correction, and I think it's actually healthy. I think what is unhealthy about it is that you've seen a lot of algorithmic trading, a lot of derivatives trading, and you know, it's a bit worrying, especially in the light of the fact that people are still skeptical about financial institutions after the 2008 crash.
Yes. Well, for the US market, this was the worst week since the GFC in 2008. But it's also, I mean, there was the algorithmic factor for sure, but it's also rising bond yields and inflation.
You know, I think people are probably overly concerned about inflation. Everyone knew it was coming. I think that last week's employment figures were a bit of a shock, and that certainly created the meltdown on Monday. But here's the thing, the world economy is still growing. We're not so fragile that we need those, you know, well, not in South Africa, but you know, we don't need those low interest rates anymore. You don't need that type of monetary policy intervention anymore. So I think that is probably a bit of an overreaction. I think you're seeing most of the US companies in particular being quite positive about the tax changes that are coming through. And I don't see any economy being derailed. I think the only thing that's happening is that stock valuations are coming back to more reasonable levels. So you mentioned, you know, how far the US market is down, but I remember buying at the beginning of December, just before the tax bill was passed. And my prices are still higher now with these massive drop-offs than when I bought 2 months ago. And it's
so, Caroline, in your view, is this the end of it?
No, I think you need to be a bit cautious, because if you're going to head back into that market, you know, we always say, you know, don't fight the Fed, but I think there's a new one for this century, is don't fight the algorithmic traders and panic, because I think it's about $200 billion that actually moved out of the market because of these strange little products, about $40 billion that has moved out of exchange-traded funds because of investors panicking and they're selling low and buying high, as they did for 2 month period. So I would wait until one actually sees these types of deep corrections start to get a little bit less deep and a little bit less prolonged.
Okay, so you wouldn't get in right now. No. So there's not a buying opportunity.
Look, I think if you have a very strong stomach and you're not going to phone your broker every day and cry like me, you know, you can certainly start to nibble. But I don't think we're necessarily at the bottom of this yet. I think some of the valuations are still very lofty.
Yeah.
So I'd be very cautious. If I'm going to buy something, buy something with a good dividend yield that is a blue chip.
Okay. Some of the stock moves today. Let's start with Pioneer Foods.
Yes, look, it came out a very tepid update, and this is what I think, for me, one of the disappointments on the JSE. You know, it's got its two big brothers, AVI and Tiger Brands, and they, apart from the odd accident, you know, they always seem to do particularly well. Pioneer volumes up 5.2%, but if you actually look, you know, at the growth of that company, it's actually still very, very low. It's really only the international business that actually was firing on all cylinders. And not only that, you know, and this is what bothers me from Pioneer from period to period, is there always seems to be something niggling at the underlying company. And in this case, it's the Heinz joint venture, which is not doing as well as they performed, which is probably a euphemism for saying we probably shouldn't have done this. So we'll wait for their full financials to see the implications
and
of that.
Your view on Star coming out with disappointing quarterlies.
Look, I think it was disappointing. You could look at it one of two ways. I thought it was quite interesting to me, because it's something I'm going to keep on watching, was that you saw unit sales growth up 9%, but then in rand terms, sales were actually only up about 1.9%. Now, yes, Star blames that on the rand, and they also blame that on deflation in Pep and Ackermans, but I think it's also a sign of heavy discounting. So it also shows you that these already discounted retailers are actually coming under consumer pressure, you know,
as underlying weakness in the economy.
Yeah. So that, I think I'm going to watch as time goes on and see, you know, it's vital. If you look at figures like that, these companies should be very defensive that we get our economy on the straight and narrow.
Your stock pick for next week is?
Okay. Well, I'm very hesitant to buy much in the market, so I'm going to practice what I preach, go for a Rand hedge. Blue chip company, British American Tobacco, trading around about 750 Rand. They've got a wonderful dividend yield. People are going to be smoking more through this crisis, so you might as well enjoy it.
Well, you only go for that if you're not an ethical investor, responsible investor.
Yeah, I'd have no problems with other people doing it.
Quick comment on the Rand.
Yes.
It's around 12:07 at the time we're doing this interview. Everybody waiting for Zoom exit?
They're anticipating it's going to happen. I think you might actually see a strengthening when it finally does happen. But I think right now we're at pretty reasonable levels until we come to the budget, and then it's going to start to wobble a little bit more.
Mm. So if perchance he doesn't go, where do you think the Rand will go next?
Gosh, I don't think it's going to come out saying that he's not going to go. I think the process is just going to keep on getting delayed and delayed. And I would anticipate that we've got about a week's grace for that to be resolved, but then the markets are going to get jittery.
Mm.
So I can't even predict where that would go, but it's definitely would go weaker.
Yeah, you know, and so. Assuming he does go, is it all impacted, discounted on the Rand anyway?
Look, you always have a knee-jerk reaction, a little happiness jolt, and we'll probably...
A little happiness jolt.
So I anticipate a little happiness jolt and probably return to this level.
Okay, on that happiness jolt. Caroline, thanks so much. That was Caroline Creeman from AdviceWorks. Your stock pick for next week is?
Okay. Well, I'm very hesitant to buy much in the market, so I'm going to practice what I preach, go for a Rand hedge. Blue chip company, British American Tobacco, trading around about 750 Rand. They've got a wonderful dividend yield. People are going to be smoking more through this crisis, so you might as well enjoy it.